This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport says it will take new steps to prevent car thefts at its parking lots. Nearly 400 vehicles have been reported stolen from the airport during the first half of 2023. That isn't counting car break-ins and catalytic converter thefts, which have reached the thousands this year. The airport now plans to expand and upgrade its security camera system. It will also increase patrols by security guards and police, and it hopes new barriers will help prevent thieves from breaking cars out of airport lots. As mental health struggles in youth continue to skyrocket, many Colorado schools are lacking resources. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The ratio of public school students to licensed school psychologists last year was double what's recommended. There were 928 students for every psychologist, according to a new Kids Count data report. Almost half of Colorado school districts have none, mostly in rural areas. Emergency room visits for mental health reasons increased by 140% between 2016 and 2021. Research and youth point to rising pressure to succeed academically, increased use of social media, inadequate sleep, and inaction on significant issues like climate change and gun violence. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The state is launching a new electric vehicle incentive program today. It's aimed at getting polluting vehicles off the road and getting more EVs on the road. The instant rebates run as high as $6,000, but there are some income restrictions. The incentive can be stacked with the many other EV rebates currently offered by state and local governments and some utilities. This is CPR News.